So we're about ready to get the verdicts from our tea tasters this morning. So, Linda, let's go over what you've tasted and what your verdict is.
Coconut smoothie was the first one I tasted. Green milk tea is the second one. And I have a mango with green tea. And number one is coconut smoothie.
Okay, and why?
Because it's quite refreshing. I love the taste of coconut, and the bubbles in here, the pearls, are a bit like chewing gum. I like it. I like them better than the other ones that immediately crack when you bite on them. But these ones, they take a while to actually chew, and I really like it.
And for you, Greg, so what have you got? Heaps. So how many have you got there?
I've got four of them in front of me at the moment. There was more earlier, but everyone else wanted to try some. All of them. Every single one of them offers something different. They're all tasty.
Okay, what have you got again?
I have mango green tea. I have strawberry blueberry smoothie. I have passion fruit tea and green apple and can't read that one. Green apple, but there's like coconut in there as well.
Not cocoa jellies.
Coconut jellies, yeah. Of all these, I'll stick with the green apple. But every single one of them has something different. They all have these little bubbles that pop in your mouth or that you can chew on, and it's I'm converted. Fantastic.
Every suck on the straw brings a different experience.
Yeah, absolutely.
Funny. Okay, and Roy.
Okay, I have milk tea and the passion fruit. Mm-hmm. I'll go for passion fruit. You know how I go for sweets.
Excellent. And here I've been drinking the green tea and green milk tea, and with the black pearls in there as well. And I've also been sipping on here, which is the lychee and mixed jelly. Like you, Greg, both of them are very different from each other. Both of them I enjoy, but if I have to choose, it would be the green milk tea. Yeah, very refreshing, and I do like my tea, you know, like I like a proper tea in there. So yeah, that's the one I'm going for. And as I look at the text messages and people sending in their preferences also, just generally talking about tea and what you like and what you like to have it with. And someone's texting here saying, tea is the best ever drink that has ever happened to me. Goodness. Pure Soleimani with a taste of lychee or mint. That sounds good. Sounds interesting. And also here coming in from your wife and also your business partner, Alex, says tapioca is gluten-free. So your wife's honey, she's saying, great name. She's saying that your creamers are non-dairy, and creamers, even though they contain traces of protein, they are good for lactose intolerant people that suffer from lactose intolerance.
Yeah, all the creamers are non-dairy.
Yeah. Non-dairy. All right.
Good for me.
Is that good for you?
Yep. Lactose intolerant.
Uh-huh. Right. So I didn't know that. Let's find something new on air. Live on air.
So what's the cream made of then?
Soya.
Okay.
Well, these things are important, and more and more people are wanting to know what they're eating, what they're drinking. So with the labeling and the ingredients, is it all clear when you're in the shop and you're making up your drinks? What, if you've got intolerances, can you see that? Is it transparent?
It is transparent. Our staff are trained very well to basically advise people.
And also here going, your wife's also talking about the different versions of sugar, and she was saying that she's found that from Asia people like the more sweeter versions. Mm-hmm. But levels of sweetness as well, and for the more healthier conscious, then the jasmine green tea she would recommend. It has no sugar and it has tapioca. Is that right? So it's got the antioxidant with a little starch.
Yeah, you're getting different nationalities all have different sugar levels. So the Asians seem to basically all want it very, very sweet. The locals want it very sweet. The Europeans want it with no sugar and less sweet. And, in between you get the mediums. So that's why we offer choices.
So your location again? Yeah.
It's opposite the ice rink on the second floor of Dubai Mall.
Mm-hmm. And is that the only one you have at the moment? No, are we going to see more bubbles and bobas?
There are plans for more. The next one in about a month and a half will be coming out in Business Bay, and it will have a delivery. It will have a delivery number, and people can call it and get delivered.
And if you want to hear the Bubbles and Boba song that's been commissioned specially, yeah, you can go online and check out bubblesandboba.com and the full menu there, all the different drinks, your bubble milk tea, your boba smoothies, you've got your fruity bubble tea and all the extras, all the different scoops and toppings that you can include. So a lot of fun. And I think generally we were pleasantly surprised actually at how refreshing and how lovely these do taste.
Absolutely.
Thanks so much, guys. Thanks to the Dubai Eye team for being my tasters this morning.
Been always a pleasure.
Always them. Foodie Greg and Roy and Linda making it all happen behind the scenes. So I hope you enjoyed your little tea break.
Okay, back to work.
Back to work.
Yes, and the pictures are on your blog, right?
That's right. Yeah, you can go to DubaiEye1038.com, check out Dubai Today and my blog, and the pictures are up. And you can see these drinks for yourselves and get to see the people behind the scenes here at Dubai Eye. So yeah, lots to enjoy on our new website. So take it all in and get involved with our blogs. So yeah, for now, guys, thank you so much. And also Alex, we've been talking to Alex Mayer of Bubbles and Boba. All the very best with that.
Thank you very much, Suzanne. It's great being here.
Thank you so much.